Even in 2014, many parts of the state are still not connected to the internet, and if they are, it's not at high speeds. Eric Matisic is with the Colorado Technology Association. He says the changes, which include increasing broadband access and creating new definitions to govern the industry, will help build the state's reputation as a technology hub.
The perception of us being a state that is not only accommodating from a business climate and a business perspective to allow our technology companies to grow and thrive, but most importantly, we want the perception of our state being a friendly place and a friendly climate to be operating a business in to be the reality.
One of the key measures would redirect some of the money currently used to pay for high-cost landlines into building broadband in underserved areas. Mike Brazell is a county commissioner in Park County. He says a lack of broadband is a top concern in rural Colorado.
We invented internet. The United States invented internet. And right now we're ranked in the middle of the developing nations. We get a C as a grade, as a country. Colorado right now sits about in the middle of the states. The question is not whether we'll flourish when we develop broadband. It's whether we can survive without it.
Rural groups testified that businesses struggle to operate, and it's hampering farmers and ranchers who want to use the latest advancements in technology. But others aren't on board with the proposed changes.
There's a situation now where we don't need to do anything. Competition is thriving in Colorado.
That's William Levis, a legislative advocate for the American Association of Retired People. He opposes deregulation and worries resources will be taken away to preserve vital landline services. Patricia Yeager is with the Cross Disabilities Coalition and also testified against the bills. She's hearing impaired and doesn't support shifting any money away from landlines to broadband.
If you take that money away and put it into broadband, what is going to make the telephone company maintain those vital landlines for people like me who are hearing impaired, for seniors and poor people who really need the landline? How will we do alerts to those people? In an emergency, an alert is the first defense.
I am really, truly, honestly trying to understand how we're going to lose landline service through this.
That's Democratic Representative Tracy Craft-Tharp of Arvada. She wasn't convinced by arguments that it was an either-or proposition. Lawmakers overwhelmingly voted to pass the package of measures, saying they're long overdue and will help move the state forward. This year, the governor's office has also said telecom reform is a top priority. I'm Benta Berkland at the state capitol.